So, Michael, you said you have a favorite song to play. I think you said this is from Ella's recordings with Satchmo?
Yeah, I think my favorite is Stars Fell on Alabama with Ella and Lewis together, Dave. It's just the one between the two of them that sounds like if they weren't in love with each other, they should have been.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light,
yeah,
and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Oh, by the season,
I never planned in my imagination
situation
so heavenly,
heavenly,
a fairy land,
yes,
where no one else could enter, and in the center,
yes,
just you and me. Heart beat like a hammer,
hammer, hammer.
My stars fell on Alabama last night.
I never planned my imagination situation so heavenly,
so heavenly,
fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center, just you and me. Yes.
My heart beat like a hammer.
Beat like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba 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 ba, yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama last night.
The story of Ella Fitzgerald's early years is intimately linked with Chick Webb, the drummer and bandleader who first hired her.
Chick Webb's story is usually glossed over, but let's take a moment to consider him. He was crucial to her early success and rarely receives full recognition for his accomplishment.
Not only that, but he became almost a father to the orphaned Ella, even though her great popularity overshadowed his accomplishments. But he was a great drummer and a band leader and a very sweet guy.
As a drummer, Chick Webb had few equals. And in fact, those who remember hearing him insist that records never did do him justice to his personality or his swinging force as a bandleader behind the drum set. Rim shots described as articulated gunshots, explosive breaks, and the thunderous drive of his bass drum filling the Savoy.
Filling it all in with highly imaginative cymbal work and driving snare drums.
At the Savoy Ballroom, his drums were nailed to a movable stand, and on tour, he even needed assistance to hold the drums in place. Top jazz drummers studied him, like Gene Krupa, who said, when he really let go, the entire atmosphere was being charged. When he felt like it, he could down any of us.
And Duke Ellington said, the reason why Chick Webb had such control, such command of his audiences at the Savoy Ballroom was because he was always in communication with the dancers and felt it the way they did. Some musicians are dancers, and Chick Webb was.
Those who saw him at the Savoy never forgot him. He conveyed a wry magnificence, dominating his elaborate drum set with a winning, lopsided smile, leaning into the hardware while his hands and feet pumped out driving rhythms and complex counterrhythms.
And all this from a small man, a dwarfed hunchback whose spine had been damaged as a small child. He was in pain and poor health most of his life, who overcame staggering obstacles to become Harlem's best drummer and winning the title King of the Savoy Ballroom.
Ella Fitzgerald wasn't the only young talent helped by Webb.
As a band leader, Chick built his orchestra into the hottest outfit in Harlem in the 1930s. Sing me a swing song and let me dance. Mr. Trombone, play some corn. He also demonstrated that he had an extraordinary nose for finding great musicians. Chick not only hired the young, orphaned Ella Fitzgerald on the strength of her voice, but bought her clothes to perform in, remade his band around her voice, and even became her legal guardian. Give the rhythm man a chance. Sing me a swing song and let me dance. Old Chick Webb is beating it out. Makes me feel like I want to shout. All the boys are ready to prance. So sing me a swing song and let me dance.
So there's a lot more to the story of Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald than a band leader and a singer.
But no sooner had Chick and Ella achieved their biggest success with A Tisket a Tasket, which was topping the charts and eventually went gold, when Webb's precarious health began to wane.
More than once he collapsed on the bandstand. He was frequently in the hospital.
Ella was at his bedside at the end when he lifted his head from the pillow and said, I'm sorry, but I gotta go. He was only 30 years old.
At his funeral, Ella sang, My Buddy. And his pallbearers included Duke Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, Cab Calloway, Benny Carter, and Jimmy Lunsford.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through. 'Cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite some boy some night to dine on my fin and Hattie, it's just a pose. 'Cause my baby knows that my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, I'm gonna marry Daddy. To one. think you're swell, but my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, oh, my daddy. My daddy, he treats it so
Sing Me a Swing Song, June of 1936 with Chick Webb.
And we heard several examples of Chick's fabulous drumming from the 30s. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. My very special guests are Michael Tucker and Jill Eikenberry. Phil Elwood from the San Francisco Examiner, June 16, 1996.
In a profession famed for personal and professional excesses, Miss Fitzgerald was the rock of stability. A non-smoker and non-drinker, fascinated to the end by new songs and singers. Years ago, she commented that other than a Tisket a Tasket, her most important recording event came when Grands encouraged her to record the Cole Porter Songbook in 1955. "I've always thought of myself as a ballad singer," Miss Fitzgerald said, "and that series of songbooks was a big turning point in my career." After the Porter set, she sang sets devoted to Gershwin, Berlin, Rodgers and Hart, Harold Arlen, Duke Ellington, and others.
Beautifully produced and packaged, they displayed her vocal skills, gave her magnificent accompaniments, arrangers and soloists, and gained her a whole new audience. Frank Sinatra called her the best singer in the world. Bing Crosby said, "She's the greatest." Her gorgeous voice, her consistency, her musicality and integrity conquered increasingly large concert audiences around the world.
Ms. Fitzgerald was nervous and fidgety before a show and often was unsettled during the first couple of tunes. Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to sing some older ones for you tonight and a few new ones, and I hope you like them, she'd say in her girlish speaking voice.
Every musician who worked with her felt honored. Every musician who heard her held a special place in their hearts for Ms. Fitzgerald.
Her audiences got more out of her songs because she put more into them.
Ella Fitzgerald is a great philanthropist. She gives so generously of her talent, not only to the public, but to the composers whose works she performs. Her artistry always brings to mind the words of the maestro, Mr. Toscanini, who said, "There are only two kinds of musicians. Either you're a good musician or you're not." And in terms of musicianship, Ella Fitzgerald is beyond category.
If you asked Ella a personal question, what are your thoughts, your feelings, where are your parents, where is your past?
She might scat,
ba-wee, ba-da-da-dee-dee-da-da-da-da-wee. But she would not likely give you a straight answer.
What you learned about Ella, you got from swing, mood, tone, color,
lemon drop, cherry red,
honeysuckle rose. Very occasionally,
she might sing a downhearted blues. Her final years were blinding years. She lived a sugarfoot rag. Glaucoma haunted her, but it did not daunt her. Her eyesight diminished, her weight diminished, her legs disappeared, her life dwindled. She retired to her home rather than to be publicly awash in the last blue truth.
Ella lilted and ran all across the 20th century to fame, to riches,
to a not silent now. She was as dependable as a metronome and had much more complex timing.
Virtually no other singer was so
sliding and so accurate at the same time.
Her ooh-ooh-ba-doo-wa riffed and called all at once. A hug full of music-loving nerves was what you got from her. High notes.
Scat notes.
Love me, never leave me notes.
Ella courted the world that way.
And she won all the love there was. She was alluring, if aloof.
She was effusive, though not confessional. What she did was swing and scat and dare the melodies with all the cats. Ella hid behind her music,
became herself a song. She was much ado about invention.
Much excitement about voice.
Ella was clarity
and melody and daring
in a private lyric soul.
My very special thanks to Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker, sharing with us their love for Ella, and reading from two tributes, Philip Elwood's obituary for Ella Fitzgerald in the San Francisco Examiner, and the terrific, impressionistic The Scatter Remembered by A.J. Verdell. It was published in Jazz Is Magazine both from 1996, shortly after her death. They were backed by Ellington's Portrait of Ella Fitzgerald, and we heard Duke himself expressing his vast admiration for the First Lady of Song. From the outstanding Verve box set, Ella sings the Duke Ellington songbook. And that, like much of Ella's best work, is available from Verve Records online at vervemusicgroup.com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Production, specializing in professional transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs. And the Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Thanks once again to my guests, Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker, to Command Productions of Sausalito, and to my wife, Keela, for helping me learn to love Ella. As the Duke suggested, Ella has been generous to her listeners. We love her sunny personality, wide range, agility, and superb sense of swing. In our hearts, she remains the First Lady of Song. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, signing off.
Signing off. Does it surprise you? I won't need your lips anymore. Signing off. Can't idolize you. My heart crossed your name off the door. Signing off. Now that I've told you that this is just where I came in. Signing off. Why should I hold you? You've already said I can't win. It's strange how the rest of the world knows the things you should see at a glance. And I want what all of the world knows, a person to person pretend, dear, my trip to the stars took a spill. We're all through. This is the end, dear, because you only wanted a I'll always remember the pleasure of friendship and all that it's worth. I'll know that it's something to treasure from here to the ends of the earth. Signing off, happy I met you. So please make me happy again, and be sure I won't forget you. The best of everything. Until then, I'm signing off. Signing